charges outlined today against the teenage suspect in the Raleigh mass shooting and his father.
It's been a heart-wrenching year.
Why some of the victims' family members say the charges are not enough. Then we're live at a balloon release for a 17-year-old shot and killed in Raleigh. A closer look at the case as family and friends remember him tonight. And WRAL is helping you book your next holiday trip, all while getting the best deal.
A strong cold front will have a potent impact on our weekend. All-time out temperatures and our best chance for rain.
Tonight, major developments in the Headingham mass shooting case answer some of the questions we've had for nearly a year. The suspect, who was 15 at the time, will be tried as an adult. Thank you for joining us. I'm Ashley Rowe.
And I'm Dan Haggerty. Austin Thompson faces 5 counts of murder and 2 counts of attempted murder, among other charges. New insight today is giving us an idea of where the gun he used to shoot and kill 5 people may have come from.
We will hear from family members of these victims in just a moment. Let's begin our team coverage with Chris Lovingood. Chris, what happened in court today?
Well, the focus wasn't just on Austin Thompson, Ashley. His dad, Alan Thompson, is now charged too. He's accused of failing to store the gun investigators linked to the mass shooting that left 5 people dead. That includes his other son, James Thompson. Alan Thompson was at the courthouse today. You see him right here, but he didn't talk to reporters. He is expected in court again November 15th. Now, as for Austin Thompson, his case is now in the Superior Court, with the next big court date set for November 6th. Wake County District Attorney Lauren Freeman told WREL about the process of trying to get justice for the shooting victims' families.
I think they understand that this is a long process. It is not one that will bring back their loved ones, but hopefully it is one that will bring justice for them. And I think that they are grateful that, you know, we are able to move forward in this way.
Now, Austin Thompson will now have a new attorney since this is moving into Superior Court. I did reach out via text and phone call to the last known attorney for Alan Thompson. I asked if there was any comment the attorney could make, but I checked about 5 minutes ago, I'm pretty sure, and he hadn't got back to me just yet, Ashley.
Okay, Chris, thank you.
Now, these moves in court, well, they don't change much for the families, the people who lost loved ones in this mass shooting. WRL's Matt Tallhelm talked with some of those relatives today to hear their reaction to this news.
This is the entrance to the Headingham neighborhood where that memorial to the shooting victims was up here for weeks after those shootings a year ago. For family members, not much really changes after what happened in court. They can now follow this court case. They can participate in it. Several family members I talked to say they will be doing that, some closely, some from a distance. But they do hope that there will be changes that come from the charge against the suspected shooter's father.
It's been nearly a year since Rob Steele's life changed forever. So a decision on one day, a year later in a courtroom, doesn't make much of a difference.
It doesn't, but it is a relief to know that the process has moved to the point now where I can follow along if I want to.
He was preparing to marry his fiance, the love of his life, at this time last year. Then came October 13th. Mary Marshall was walking on the greenway near the Headingham neighborhood when she was shot and killed. Austin Thompson, who was 15 at the time, is now charged as an adult. Steele says charging Thompson's father with failing to store a firearm away from minors is not enough.
Yes, he was exercising his Second Amendment right to own a firearm, but that doesn't relieve him of responsibility to keep those firearms secure from people who shouldn't have had them.
In the weeks and months after the Headingham shootings, many leaders, including Raleigh's mayor, called for changes to laws related to safe storage of firearms. I asked Mayor Marianne Baldwin about these latest moves in court. In a statement, Baldwin says, "For our community to heal, we must find justice for the victims and their families. Now we have to respect the legal process." Sharon Cavani is one of those families.
It's been a heart-wrenching year. I can't lie. It's been really tough.
Her sister, Susan Karnatz, was a dedicated runner. That's what she was doing on the greenway when she encountered the suspected shooter. A year later, his court case makes no difference to the loss she feels daily.
There are no new pictures of her. There are no more moments with her. But, you know, this has something to do with her. So, you know, I want to know.
I asked Cavani if she thinks it's fair to charge Thompson's father.
I feel for them, but I do think that we need to have stricter rules about guns, and people do need to be responsible about how they keep them if they have them in the house.
Matt Tallhelm, WRAL News, Raleigh.
And Kevani and Steele say they will be following the case against Austin Thompson now that it is public. Steele, in fact, plans to be in the courtroom through any trial. You can find extensive coverage of the Headingham shooting, including today's developments, all the way back to nearly a year ago on that terrible day on WREL.com.
Any moment now, loved ones will come together to remember a 17-year-old boy who was shot and killed in Raleigh. Police have not released much information about this case since the shooting unfolded on Monday. WREL's Carly Haynes joins us now live at Lexington on the Green Apartments. Carly, family there now identifying this gun violence victim for the first time.
That's right. The balloon release is just about to get started here in a few moments for the Raleigh teen. But we now know his name is Dontez Ruffin Jr. He also goes by the name DJ. But even though we know that, there are still a lot of unknowns about this case. Police are investigating it as a homicide. The shooting took place off North New Hope Road. That's where we are right now. Neighbors recall hearing about 6 to 7 shots from a park in the middle of the community. Police found the 17-year-old with serious injuries. He later died at the hospital, and police were on scene collecting evidence into the early hours of the following morning. Now, there's still nobody in custody. This is an active investigation, but the family is coming out here tonight not only to celebrate his life, but also to ask more questions about the circumstances surrounding his death.
Carly Haynes reporting live in Raleigh. Thank you.
A former Raleigh police officer will spend 38 days in jail after pleading guilty to obstruction of justice. Omar Abdullah is accused of framing 23 people over fake heroin deals and conspiring to target black men for arrest. This has been a lengthy investigation spanning 18 months, which included Abdullah's firing and the city of Raleigh paying out $2 million to more than a dozen men wrongfully arrested. After his time in jail, Abdullah will be on supervised probation for 24 months.
Students and staff had to go to the hospital today after a gas leak at a school in Johnston County. It happened at Choice Plus Academy in Smithfield. Students were sent home early. A school official said a mechanical issue outside the building caused the leak. The people who went to the hospital were treated for mild nausea and headaches.
Wake County has a new emergency operations center. Officials say this will help to manage the incidents in those areas and keep communities safe, especially during emergency situations. The new center featuring more space for the employees who work there, teleconferencing capabilities. They'll have private rooms. Plus, the space has new tools to monitor any ongoing incident.
In the old space, we simply did not have the footprint to allow the number of staff we needed to come in and do the jobs that they needed to do.
The center underwent renovations for more than a year. The price tag for the entire first floor of the county office building was about $6.9 million.
Some North Carolina schools are showing progress with a new program that provides teachers with coaches. That's according to university researchers who presented their findings to the State Board of Education today. Reading and science scores jumped this spring at schools that had the coaches. The program provided coaches to 102 low-performing schools to reverse pandemic learning loss. They help teachers with the curriculum and feedback. It'll go on through the rest of the school year. So far, there's no state funding to continue it beyond that. A new app created by Duke researchers can help screen for autism in children. It's called Sense to Know. It's driven by AI. The app works on a tablet, and it measures and weighs a variety of distinct behavioral indicators. Once the screening is complete, a score is assigned that factors the quality of the data, the confidence of the results, and the probability the child is on the autism spectrum. The results spell out which behavioral indicators led to those conclusions and why. You can read more about the app and how it works on WRALTechWire.com.
We are only in the first week of October, but believe it or not, it is time now to start thinking about the holidays if you want to save, how soon experts say you want to book those flights, and other tips for getting the best deals for your family this year coming up next in a live interview. Plus, it's the best part of the fair, the food. The pictures alone are great. We're learning some of the new wild items you can dig into starting next week. Kat.
Hopefully you've had dinner. Those temperatures pictures are really tempting of some of the fair food. I'm keeping a close eye on the tropics. It is October, but they remain active. I'll have a closer look at Philippe's path and where it's headed coming up.
You know, I know it's only October. It might seem a little early to start thinking about holiday travel, but it really is the time now if you want to start looking for things that are going to be affordable. Right now, prices for domestic flights, for instance, are down 29% on average compared to the summer prices that we just got done paying. Time is running out to get the best deals, though. You'll want to start to book your flights in the next few weeks. Travel expert Francesca Page joins us live to talk about the best way to navigate all of this. Hey, thank you so much. We appreciate you being with us tonight.
Thank you for having me.
Let's talk about the best time to book. I'm always wondering how long to wait before I book the flight. When is the best time out from a flight to start looking for prices?
Well, you want to avoid booking last minute. Indeed, when planning a trip, the booking can be as important as the date on which you actually choose to travel. Avoid booking last minute, which is considered as far out as 6 weeks before any given holiday, and prices really spike that last month before the holiday, and you should book Thanksgiving holiday flights by ideally October 14th at the latest.
Wow, okay, that's right around the corner. You know, when it comes to booking the flight, some people don't even have their plans ironed out just yet. My family, we're wondering, do we get everybody to go home? Do we host down here in Raleigh? What's the best way to do it? I think that travel insurance is probably a really good bet for folks.
Absolutely. I've said it numerous times this year, particularly given all the delays and cancellations that have been happening. Weather and flight interruptions are always issues around the holiday travel season. So absolutely make sure you insure your trip, at least covering any non-refundable elements and extra expenses due to delays. If you don't want to get stuck in a foreign hospital, if you're traveling abroad, also look into medical transport memberships, like, for example, MedJet. These kinds of memberships are very affordable and well worth considering as they'll get you to your home hospital if you do end up traveling abroad.
You know, where we are located here in North Carolina, we are just the perfect driving distance from so many areas here in the north, northeast and in the south that it's like right on the cusp of should I drive or should I fly? And I'm wondering, you know, is it worth it for folks to just get those plane tickets this year?
I think it completely depends. I mean, honestly, you might want to consider if you are going to fly, flying on the actual holiday, you're going to save between 25% and 30% on ticket prices, considering flying on that holiday itself, if your schedule allows. Now, for obvious reasons, people prefer to be at the destination on the given holiday and not traveling. But if you're flexible, that's really a technique that can be used to get the cheapest flights possible. As far as return dates go, the best day to travel home is, for example, on Thanksgiving, the day right after Thanksgiving.
You know, even if you're getting a decent deal, the demand is so high over those holidays. If it's too expensive for people, but they still want to travel, can they expect things to get a little cheaper into the new year?
Yeah, I mean, if the end of the year is too expensive for you, the beginning of next year is predicted to be even cheaper, which is pretty regular. If you have one of those tighter budgets and you're thinking about traveling, book something now and keep January in mind. January is absolutely and has always been the cheapest month of the year to take a trip.
All right. Francesca, thank you so much. We appreciate your advice. As always, have a good night.
Good insight there. Uber is making your holiday gift returns a whole lot easier. The service will now make that dreaded trip to the post office for you to return your packages. Uber says its new service option allows drivers to pick up and drop off e-commerce packages at a local post office, FedEx, or UPS outpost. Drivers can take as many as 5 prepaid sealed packages. They must be valued under $100 and weigh less than 30 pounds. The service costs a flat fee of $5. This morning, thousands of students and parents across the Triangle hit the street as part of Walk and Roll to School Day. You're looking at video from A.D. Combs Elementary School this morning, one of dozens of schools participating. Walk and Roll to School is an effort to commit to safe, efficient, and sustainable school travel and promotes physical activity.
Walking to school isn't such a thing anymore, and I think that if people can see that it's a possibility, then that creates maybe more thought around the subject.
This comes a day after the school system has approved a new school policy on walking to school in Wake County. The new walking policy allows unsupervised walking for children in second grade and above. You saw some people wearing their sweaters this morning. You know, we have some of those chilly starts. It's about to start getting chillier, but look at this beautiful sunset image from White Lake. Oh, these evenings are just picture perfect, and to me, they feel perfect too, Kat.
I just want to hold on to this weather as long as we can. It's beautiful, and you'll have another nice day tomorrow, just a bit more cloud cover. One of the big stories that we're watching is in the tropics, Tropical Storm Felipe. It is now pretty well to the north of Puerto Rico, and because of that, it is looking better on satellite today. However, it's still fairly weak, top winds at just 40 miles per hour, so a very weak tropical storm. Even though it has been a tropical storm now for over a week, it's stayed pretty weak the whole time. As it moves toward Bermuda, it is still expected to be a weak tropical storm, top winds of 45 miles per hour. There is the potential for some strengthening north of Bermuda. It may take that transition where it's no longer tropical at that time. Regardless, the impacts are the same, and we do expect New England and the Canadian Maritimes to be impacted by the weekend. And you can see most of the model plots here right on the border here of Maine. So this is one we'll be watching for impacts in the northeast. But for us, things are pretty quiet here at home. The sun set at 6:55 p.m. this evening, and it's 74 degrees outside. 6:55. The sunset's getting earlier and earlier. Here comes the cold front. Some severe weather taking place in parts of Texas, Oklahoma tonight, unfortunately. We don't expect a repeat of that here, but notice the clouds that are starting to push into the mountains. The clouds will be rolling in tonight and tomorrow. There will be a noticeable increase in cloud cover. And by Football Friday, we do have the chance of a few showers, so just keep that in mind. It wouldn't hurt to have the raincoat with you, but I don't expect it to be high impact, and I wouldn't expect it to delay any of the games. Let's take a look at why here on Futurecast. We wake up to temperatures in the 60s Friday morning. By the afternoon, we're back in the upper 70s to lower 80s, so not all that chilly just yet. It's comfortable, but it's more humid outside Friday. And with that, we've got more moisture. So a few of these spotty hit or miss showers will be possible during the day, but notice it's not very much. We're not seeing rain cover the radar or anything like that. We do have this thin line. This is 2 a.m. Saturday morning, and this is as far out as our high resolution model data goes right now, but you can get the picture here. That's going to be swinging through likely early in the day on Saturday. I think it would be out of here by about lunchtime, but as you wake up Saturday morning, it may still be gray. However, it's windy after that, drying out and clearing out later in the day. 73 the high, 66 the high on Sunday with sunshine. It will be pretty breezy both days this weekend. Keep that in mind, especially as you're waking up to temperatures in the 40s Sunday morning. There is going to be a bit of a wind chill out there. It may feel more like the low to mid 40s in some spots. Keep that in mind. You're going to want a jacket for sure on Sunday morning. 81 tomorrow. It may be our last day in the 80s until the middle of next week. But warm weather lovers, we do have a little bit of a warm up in store by the middle of next week. We do see a gradual trend down in temperatures over the weekend. By the time we get to Monday morning, 44 degrees at the bus stop. We do have some beautiful afternoons, though. 70 by Monday, 77 Tuesday, and back in the 80s potentially toward the end of next week. Tomorrow, the State Fair will be on the 7-day forecast.
It's getting to be that time. I like the range. It makes for an interesting day. Thank you, Kat.
Taylor Swift. We can't stop talking about
every
her.
Every single day.
She's in all of the headlines for so many reasons right now.
Yeah, the World Tour, a new film about the World Tour, and then, of course, for her new flame, Travis Kelce, and all of the cheering she's doing for him. But way back when, 16-year-old Swift was in Raleigh singing for a crowd of 100 people. A look back at before her fandom all started. Tonight's Powerball jackpot, the third biggest of all time.
I'm going to get this one, I think.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah,
okay,
I might.
Split the pot with me, all right?
Oh, man, you would say that. All right, so if there's a lucky winner, the ticket's going to be worth $1.2 billion. I can't share a penny. The lump sum, $552 million.
Take
you can
that.
Watch tonight, okay, right at 11 o'clock right here on WREL, and maybe become a multimillionaire. That'd be cool.
Take the lump sum, okay?
I will. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Or I wouldn't want you to wait for your
payout.
That's
okay. What I'm here for.
Organizers announced, they just announced all the new foods that you can indulge in at the State Fair.
Yeah, this is going to be fun. Some of the additions include, I like this one actually, dill pickle donuts, boozy cupcakes, bacon berry cookie dough on a stick, deep fried ribs, bacon mac and cheese sundaes, and fried caramel apple cow tail.
Is that made of real cow, you think?
Yeah. You can try a total of 54 new foods when you head to the fair with your family. We have a full list on WRAL.com. Call it a piece of Raleigh folklore, but in 2006, a 16-year-old Taylor Swift, she was little known, right? And she played a little known concert at Athens Drive High School, right down the road from WRAL.
Isn't that cool?
So
imagine
cool.
If you were somebody who was at that concert, how amazing, like the people in this picture here. It's a story that most people don't know because most people didn't go. But some Athens Drive grads will never forget it. Swift played her entire self-titled debut album to a crowd of 100 to 150 people in the auditorium. Just think about that.
Yeah.
As she's playing to like tens of thousands in these arenas.
Per day.
Yes. She's, right, played at PNC Arena three times. She's a mega pop star. She won over this small group of high schoolers first, though, with a passionate, ambitious show that was a preview of things to come.
Her hair was curly, like classic curly hair Taylor, like her old days. And so it just felt like right, you know, for I think all of us just felt like we had like, oh my gosh, like she's like one of us, you know, like this like pubescent like teenager up on stage. But she was gorgeous and tall and she had on her cowboy boots.
Not much has changed, apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's still doing this, all that same stuff. You can read all the details of the story, what the show is like. It's told on WRAL.com.
That is so cool.
I know, really cool. So we're just days away from the 2023 Mighty Give Back Benefit Concert at Red Hat Amphitheater.
Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit will headline this year's concert. It's organized by Band Together to help people in the Triangle area find affordable housing. The show is Saturday from 6:30 to 8:30. Tickets still available. You can find them on WRAL.com. Just search Band Together, WRAL and Fox 50, proud sponsors.
What a great cause. Thanks for making WRAL News your choice for local news.
We'll see you at 10 and 11. Have a great night.
Keep watching WRAL News over the air channel 34 and Spectrum channel 1257.